Mornings.
19:30, Mark Levy here on 2GB Mornings. Well, we wouldn't usually hear the next voice until about, what, March next year, with the resumption of the continuous call team in the rugby league season. Daryl Roman, the big man, is not only a very popular member of the team for us in here at 2GB, he's much loved across the rugby league world, and he's got some news to share with our listeners. I've got him on the line with us right now. Daryl, good morning to you.
Hey, Levy. How are you going?
Mate, I'm all right. I mentioned earlier that you've got an announcement to make and some news to share. What did you want to let us know about?
Mate, it's not. Well, it's important to me and probably others, but, I've actually been a bit crook for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks or so, and I finally went and had some tests done, and I've been diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which, between you and me, I don't really understand what it is, but it's a form of cancer, I understand. And, mate, I've started treatment today. I've got to start some chemo on Monday. And there's a 21-day period where you've got, I think, between the chemos, and there's about 6 or 7 that I have to do. So it's, mate, from my perspective, it's not great news, but if there is any good news, it's the fact that from a cancer perspective, it's probably on the lower scale. And everyone I speak to, who knows, say it's very, very treatable. So I'm pretty positive that I'll be all right, which is good news.
That is good news, Daryl. When you say a non-Hodgkin lymphoma, what part of the body, am I right? Is it in your stomach, is it, mate?
Yeah, it was in my stomach. I'm not sure where else that you get them. I mean, I know there's, you know, glands and all that sort of stuff, but, mate, I'm not completely all over it, but I was a bit crook in the stomach. I just felt a bit heavy in the stomach, and I went and got tested, and I've probably been tested about 7 or 8 times. And to be honest with you, Levy, my head was spinning. I had that many tests that I didn't know if I was Arthur or Martha, but they had to, I suppose, form an opinion, an accurate opinion of what it was, and that's what they've come up with, and it appears though that's it. So I started treatment today. I took about 7 or 8 tablets this morning. Don't ask me what they were, but I've just taken them, and have a chemo on Monday, and then there's a 21-day period in between each chemo, so just keep doing that till I'm better.
Yeah, mate, you've got the best doctors and nurses looking after you, and I'm sure Darling's looking after you as well.
Yeah, she's a different woman in the last few days, Darling. She's become very loving, which is she's a good girl. She's great. She's taking some time off work and driving me around to various appointments and things like that. So she's been great. My daughter. Well, as you know, Levy, my daughter got married last Friday, so it sort of came at a bad time, but it was a fantastic wedding. She's had a bit of bad luck, though. She's gone to the Cook Islands for a honeymoon, and there's her and a partner, or a husband now, and a baby, and they flew out yesterday from Auckland to the Cook Islands, and the flight got turned around because it was too windy, so they had to fly back to Auckland, which is a nightmare, and they're on a plane now to the Cook Islands, so fingers crossed they get there.
Now, what's this going to mean, Daryl, for working with me and calling the footy next year? Are you going to be okay? Is it going to take some time to get through the treatment?
I'm hoping by the time it all starts that I'll be right. But, I'll just be guided by my doctors, mate. I'll probably lay low for a few months and then see what happens. And, mate, I'd like to think I'll be back for the start. I was actually going to take a tour to Las Vegas, but I've had to can that because I, health's the number one priority, and I don't know if I should be going out there and partying in Las Vegas when I'm crook. So I've decided to pull the pin on that. But, I'm hoping that I'll be around for the early stages of the season and still be involved.
Well, I know you've had a conversation with our managing director, Tom, who's made it clear that, you know, we'll do everything we can to support you. And, mate, you've got some pretty incredible people in your corner too, mate. And I've said to you that if you need anything from me, I only live down the road. And I know Shane Flanagan, the Dragons coach, has said the same thing. And, you know, it's worth pointing out, Darryl, I mean, you've been diagnosed with cancer before and you've beaten it. And we just need to stay positive for you, mate, and help you get through it, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. Like the doctors have said, this is very treatable. I'm very positive that I'll be all right. Just a matter of going through all the yucky stuff you've got to go through, you know, to get to that position. I mean, chemo doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but I don't know if I've had that before, but I'm just going to, you know, as I said, lay low for a few months, do what I've got to do, and hopefully come out completely healthy.
Well, mate, you're already getting a lot of love and support on the text line and the open line, mate. So we're all in your corner, and if you need anything from us, you don't hesitate to shout out. And, mate, just before you go, I know you've got to run, but when I mentioned earlier that you were going to come on and make an announcement and share some news with our listeners, I had a few people say, oh, he's not jumping ship to R360. Hasn't that become the big issue in rugby league, big man?
Oh, mate, don't worry. I'd consider it if I got an offer, but at this stage, I haven't received an offer. Mate, I don't even know what it is. I mean, when it happens, I'll believe it. So, yeah. I mean, I'm a bit on the Landy side here. I've seen Payne Haas has pulled the pin on it. So, yeah, mate, well, I don't know. Until there's anything concrete happening, I'm sort of not prepared to worry about it too much. So we'll see what happens, mate. I thought you were going to say I was going to jump ship to Triple M. That can't be happening.
You're loyal, Daryl. You're loyal. You know that.
Yeah, well, loyal when there's a dollar involved. You bet the $50 I am.
We love you, mate. I love you. You'll get through it, thanks. And we're here to support you. So stay strong, buddy, and thanks for letting us know.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, everyone.
Talk soon, buddy. There he is, the big man, Daryl Broman, with some important news to share with you. And, look, there's a lot of messages coming through. Good luck, Daryl. Sorry to hear the news. We're all behind you. We all love you, big man. Thoughts are with you. You'll be right. You're a Queenslander. Best wishes to the big man. Absolutely love him. We're with you, big man. I hope you have a speedy recovery, and I hope we can listen to him all next year and beyond. He's a wonderful man. And look, I'll say this now that he's jumped off the line. He is very positive about all of this, which is fantastic. And I've known for a couple of days, and you know we've had to keep it quiet. But it's like anything when you find out one of your colleagues and one of your dear friends has been diagnosed with cancer, it's upsetting. But as I've said to Daryl privately, and we'll all have to do this, is just stay strong, stay positive, and just send him all of our best wishes. Because one thing that you'll know about Daryl and the rugby league community, when one of our own falls on tough times, we rally around them and help them through it. And that's exactly what we'll be doing with the big man, Daryl Broman. So if you'd like to share some well wishes with Daryl, if you want to email me, mark@2gb.com, you can send through a text message on the text line. I'll make sure that Daryl gets all of those messages and well wishes, because I know how much he is loved by our 2GB family, our listeners, and he knows that he's got everybody in his corner as he confronts this challenge, and I have no doubt that he will beat it as well. It's 27 past 10, a quick break, back with more.